Please pray with me. Almighty and ever-living God, the source and perfection of all virtues, please grant that I may employ myself in what is just and preach what is true, so that in my preaching and in my ministry I may provide for your faithful people the teaching that brings them grace. Amen. While I was preparing to preach, I realized Waffle House and IHOP have never taken advantage of the best Easter advertising slogan. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." John told us about Jesus cooking breakfast for his disciples because breakfast, as we all know, is the most important meal of the day. A meal making it possible for our bodies to work, our minds to think, and our souls to follow Jesus. And on the other hand, concerning breakfast, Winnie the Pooh gives us some wisdom. It goes like this. "When you wake up in the morning, Pooh," said Piglet at last, "what's the first thing that you say to yourself?" "What's for breakfast?" said Pooh. "What do you say, Piglet?" "I say, I wonder what's going to happen exciting today," said Piglet. Pooh nodded thoughtfully. "It's the same thing." By feeding them breakfast, Jesus was showing, teaching, and preparing his disciples, especially Simon Peter, for the next chapter of their ministry as Jesus Christ's earthly chapter was ending, which is symbolized by the miraculous catch of 153 fish, so many fish that it actually should have broken their net. Now, the number 153 is symbolically important because the sum of the numbers 1 to 17 equals 153, where 17 is the sum of 10 plus 7, and since both 10 and 7 indicate completeness and perfection, from that we can conclude Jesus' mission is complete and perfect. But if you're skeptical about numerology, we can actually come to the same conclusion in a different way. Because chapter 21 of the book of John is the last chapter. The story's ended. Most of the time, when a book, TV show, or movie we really enjoy is drawing to a close, we don't want it to end. We want the story to continue. And we desire the story of Jesus' mission on earth to continue, which is to reconcile us to God through Christ by making peace for us with God through the blood shed by Jesus Christ on the cross. Our knowledge of the continuing story of God's love through Jesus' sacrifice is made possible because he told Peter, "Follow me," and Peter got up and followed. Now, remember, in the Gospel according to Matthew, Jesus said, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it." But can this really be so? After all, Peter denied Jesus three times during the time when Jesus needed Peter's support the most. Peter began to curse, and he swore an oath, "I do not know the man." At that moment, the cock crowed. Then Peter remembered what Jesus had said, "Before the cock crows, you will deny me three times." And he went out and wept bitterly. And earlier in the Gospel according to Matthew, Jesus said, "Everyone therefore who acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I also will deny before my Father in heaven." Jesus tells Peter in today's gospel to follow him, even though Peter denied Jesus three times. And Jesus had actually said, whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my Father in heaven. Which may make Jesus seem like a hypocrite when he feeds Peter and then calls him to follow him after Peter had denied Jesus. And yet, this is what Jesus does. Because Jesus is not in the business of ruthlessness, is not in the business of conflict, and in the business of tearing people down. Jesus Christ was and still is in the business of forgiveness, reconciliation, and building people up to do his work in the world when they answer Jesus' call to follow him. Now, since Peter denied Jesus three times, now it was Jesus' time to make sure that Peter was spiritually ready for the task ahead. And Jesus asked Peter three times, "Do you love me? Peter, do you love me? Are you sure, Peter, that you really love me?" And Peter replied three times, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Yes, Lord, you absolutely know everything, so why are you asking me a third time that whether or not I love you or not?" And with each yes, Jesus instructed Peter to do certain things. Instructed Peter to feed. Instructed Peter to tend. And he instructed Peter once again to feed Jesus' sheep, starting with the feeding of the lambs. Because if the young sheep are not fed, there will not be any adult sheep to tend or to feed. Jesus built his church through Simon Peter, the one who denied him three times. Jesus did not build his church through Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, James, Thomas, or any of the other disciples, although we know that they were instrumental in helping to spread the good news of God's saving grace through the resurrected Jesus. And Jesus continues to build his church through flawed, sinful people. Actions that continually reinforce Jesus' actions toward Mary Magdalene and other sinful people. "I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much." She loved much. "To whom little is forgiven, the same loves little." And then he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." Your sins are forgiven. The Church of Jesus Christ, the bride of Christ, the mother of all God's children, was created and will always thrive when sinful people repent and return to the Lord by saying, "Yes, Lord, I love you. Yes, Lord, I love you." To which Jesus commands, "Feed my sheep, tend my sheep, and one more time, feed my sheep." Commandments we need to follow by loving God, by lovingly feeding God's children, both the physically young and those who are new to the faith, with the love of Jesus Christ. And we must lovingly follow Jesus where and when the Holy Spirit leads us. Today, Jesus says, "Come and have breakfast. Come and have breakfast." And every day of our lives, Jesus wants us to take in that spiritual breakfast food that only he can give, to come and have breakfast with him every day. And if we do that, something exciting will happen. But it will only happen when we as the church and you and I as individuals answer Jesus' question, "Do you love me? Do you love me?" with a resounding, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." The lambs and the sheep of St. Matthias Church and people in our community, they need feeding. They need to know the loving, saving, and forgiving love of Jesus Christ in their lives. questions to ponder over the week is, how can we at St. Matthias accomplish this? How can we at St. Matthias accomplish this? And perhaps even more importantly, how can you follow Jesus? How can you follow Jesus and help our lambs, our sheep, and our community be fed with the loving Word of God? How can you follow Jesus and help our lambs, our sheep, and our community be fed with the loving Word of God? Those are two crucial questions to ask, because the church itself as a corporate body will only draw closer to Jesus in love, mercy, and service when we as individuals do likewise and draw closer in our lives to Jesus in love, mercy, and service. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, ruler of all things in heaven and earth, hear our prayers for this parish family. Strengthen the faithful, arouse the careless, and restore the penitent. Grant us all things necessary for our common life, and bring us all to be one of heart and mind within your holy church. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.